Good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Friday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17, and here Paul expresses his desire to visit the Thessalonians again, and he sends Timothy to Thessalonica to encourage the believers to remain strong in their faith. And again, God's saving word for us all this week has been encouragement. Excuse me. So, let's begin reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning at verse 17. As for us, friends, when we were separated from you for a little while, not in our thoughts, of course, but only in body, how we missed you and how hard we tried to see you again. We wanted to return to you. I myself tried to go back more than once, but Satan would not let us. After all, it is you. You, no less than others, who are our hope, our joy, and our reason for boasting of our victory in the presence of the Lord Jesus when he comes. Indeed, you are our pride and joy. Finally, we could not bear it any longer, so we decided to stay alone in Athens while we sent Timothy, our brother, who works with us for God in preaching the good news about Christ. We sent him to strengthen you and to help your faith so that none of you should turn back because of these persecutions. You yourselves know that such persecutions are part of God's will for us. For while we were still with you, we told you ahead of time that we were going to be persecuted. And as you well know, that is exactly what happened. That is why I had to send Timothy. I could not bear it any longer, so I sent him to find out about your faith. Surely it could not be that the devil had tempted you and all our work had been for nothing. Now Timothy has come back, and he has brought us the welcome news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always think well of us and that you want to see us just as much as we want to see you. So in all our trouble and suffering, we have been encouraged about you, friends. It was your faith that encouraged us, because now we really live if you stand firm in your life in union with the Lord. Now we can give thanks to our God for you. We can thank him for the joy that we have in his presence because of you. Day and night we ask him with all our hearts to let us see you personally and supply what is needed in your faith. May our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus prepare the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love for one another and for all people grow more and more and become as great as our love for you. In this way, he will strengthen you, and you will be perfect and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all who belong to him. And today's key verse is 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8, that says, stand firm in your life in union with the Lord. And brethren, this is something that every minister is concerned about. We can preach the good news. We can teach the Bible from cover to cover. But it is each individual's responsibility to take the truth of the Word of God, to take that gospel message, and to stand firm in it. As the Word of God says, having done all, to stand. And so my prayer for each of you, as we are growing together in Christ, as we are all headed towards that final destination, which ends at the throne of our Lord Jesus Christ at those wonderful pearly gates, my prayer is that you will all stand firm in the faith. Don't become a victim of this gospel that is out there that is trying to lure you away from the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. The kingdom of heaven is not about the temporary things of this world. The kingdom of heaven is about saving souls that are eternal and living a faith that will then lead us into a life eternal with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Holy God, help me to keep growing stronger in faith and in my love for others, and help me to be a source of encouragement to others in their faith journeys. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. I hope to see you on Monday when we will be studying 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 18, where Paul writes about the Lord's return. But hopefully we'll get to see you on Sunday, either on the on Facebook or on the internet, or hopefully even in person up in the chapel. But whenever God chooses to let us see each other again, may you stand firm in the true knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.